This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Welcome to the Mom Room Podcast. My name is Renee Rina, and I am definitely the mom friend you have always wanted.
It is Monday at 4 p.m., and I am recording this for tomorrow's Tuesday episode, which is so late. I like to have these episodes recorded either Friday or half on Friday and then finishing it up on Monday. But we have been a little bit busy. We are finally in our new house. The move was actually a lot more stressful than I thought it was going to be. And I've said this on Instagram before, I have moved almost 10 or 11 times within the last 12 years. And a lot of those moves were within Ottawa, like different condos or apartments. And then some of those moves were out to Victoria, BC, and then back to Ottawa, and then Ottawa to Sudbury, and then finally Sudbury to Toronto. So yeah, I don't even know why this move was so stressful for me, but I literally had raging anxiety for like 3 days. I think the day before the movers came, the day after, and the day of. I don't know why. I had like anxious diarrhea attacks. I had like sore stomachs, and I was just totally uneasy. Like I felt it like I was in panic mode the whole time. No idea why, because everything was totally fine. And it wasn't even a situation where we had to move because someone else was moving into our old place. Like we still have our old place till December, so there was no rush there. And you know, if we ended up leaving stuff behind, like we had a lot of time to go back and get it. So I have no idea. Milo was in daycare. The dogs ended up getting groomed on the day that we moved, which was so helpful. My mom came and helped me. We came and cleaned the new house the day before we moved in. But yeah, I was just like super anxious. So now that we are moved in, we're not totally unpacked or organized or anything, obviously, but that will slowly come. I need to do things like window treatments, change some of the light fixtures, get some area rugs, and make it more cozy. Right now, it's a little bit bare because it's a big house, and although the house that we were renting before was also big, we knew that we weren't going to be staying there very long, so we didn't buy furniture or like decorative items to fill it up. And by we, I mean me, because my husband doesn't care about stuff like that. But I didn't want to spend money while we were living in the rental house because, you know, you don't want to buy furniture and then it doesn't fit properly in your next place. Even like utensils, we've needed new cutlery for so long. Ours are all mismatched and like broken and just not appealing. And I've just put off getting new cutlery because always in the back of my mind, I was like, I'm going to wait until we have our house that we're going to be staying in for years. So yeah, now because I've put off getting so many things that we somewhat need, my husband would probably tell you that we don't need it. I just feel like there's so much to do now. So I am going to take my time. My mom was like, you don't want to rush and like buy all this stuff and then, you know, you regret it afterwards. So she was like, just, you know, live in the house, get organized, unpack, and then slowly figure out what you need and how you want to organize the rooms and furnish the rooms, because a lot of the rooms like are bare. We have a whole finished basement that literally just has a love seat in it. That's it. We did find a sectional, but with COVID, literally every piece of furniture that we are interested in, it's like not shipping until the new year, like March or April. So we get two pieces of our sectional by the end of November, I think. And then the rest of it doesn't come till March 2021. But luckily, the two pieces that we get at the end of November can fit together to make a full couch. So we were like, okay, no problem. And now the bed frame that I want for our master bedroom is not available for shipping until April 2021. It's wild. And even like my favorite store here, one of my favorite stores is HomeSense, which in the States, I believe the equivalent would be Home Goods. You know, just like a bunch of miscellaneous household items and furniture and whatnot. And I love that store so much. But since COVID started, they have really not had much in stock. Every time you go, there's a lot of like bare shelves and just not the usual amount of stuff. So that's disappointing as well. But anyways, I'm just happy to be in the mindset of like we're in our new house and we're staying here for the foreseeable future. I don't know if this will be our forever home, but it's like we're not planning on leaving for like 5, 7, 10 years. So yeah, it's a totally different mindset when you know that you're staying somewhere. And I have not had that in so long because, you know, first I moved to Ottawa to do my master's and then it was like, I don't know where I'm going to do my PhD. So I was never settled. And then once I got into the PhD program, it was like, well, I don't know where I'm going to get a job afterwards. And then it was like with my husband, he went out and worked in Victoria for a bit. So I went with him. And then we didn't know where he was going to get like a long-term position. So yeah, it's just been, we've been all over the place and I've never had the feeling of like, okay, I'm going to be here and I can actually set down roots and like, you know, make relationships with people and have friends and join a club, join a gym that I'll be able to stay at. Like, it's just a totally different mindset and I'm super excited to just get settled. And it's time to give a shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode of The Mom Room and providing me with samples. Thank you, Claritin. Guys, I am starting to come to terms with the fact that I do suffer from allergies. I used to think, oh, I just have really bad sinuses. No, you have allergies. So let's talk a little bit about my symptoms. I wake up with a stuffed, not a stuffed nose, but like I have to blow my nose constantly. So it's like it's producing mucus and I have to keep blowing my nose. It's all itchy. The palate, like the roof of my mouth is itchy in the mornings and I'm trying to like scratch it with my tongue. It's really irritating. And the insides of my ears get itchy. It's one thing to have those symptoms when I'm just hanging out at home. But for example, yesterday I was at book club and my nose kept getting so tingly and itchy and I kept having to go to the bathroom to blow my nose. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. So if you're ready to live life as if you don't have allergies, it's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter or ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. This episode is brought to you by Magic Spoon. You guys know I have been very intentional with what we've been eating lately. I'm looking at protein, I'm looking at sugar content, and avoiding things like artificial ingredients or colorings.
Milo used to always want pancakes or waffles in the mornings, and now he is getting into cereal, and I'm so excited because Magic Spoon is the perfect option. Their variety pack has 4 flavors: cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. They have 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 to 5 grams of carbs per serving. They're made with wholesome ingredients, no artificial flavors or dyes, and I'm just so happy that he's getting a good amount of protein before he goes off to school. And it's a great snack for me and my husband too, because 13 to 14 grams of protein in the cereal, now you add a high protein milk, you're set. That is such a high protein snack or meal. I should also mention that it is gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free. So go to magicspoon.com/momroom to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code MOMROOM at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. So try a delicious bowl of Magic Spoon cereal today at magicspoon.com/momroom and use the code MOMROOM to save $5. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
Now, one of the biggest changes I decided when we were moving into this house was that our dogs would not sleep with us anymore. Our one dog, if you follow me on Instagram, the bigger, older brown dog named Muffin, I have had him since I think 2010 or 2011. So he is 9 years old. And next year he will be 10 years old. I think his birthday is in at the end of August. So he just turned 9 and he's been with me since day one, like my little baby. He has lived in all my different apartments with me. He has slept with me since day one. He's traveled with me everywhere. He, you know, lived with us out in Victoria. He's such a good dog. Travels really well, sleeps really well. You know, he, full disclosure, and you guys might think this is so weird, he is 15 or 14 pounds. And when I initially got him, the person said that he was supposed to be only 5 pounds, like full grown. So I was like, oh, okay. So because I was in a condo, there was no grass anywhere near the condo because I was right downtown Ottawa. I was like, this is perfect because I'm going to put him on the little puppy pee pads and I'll train him on those. And then that's where he'll go to the bathroom. Some people think that's really weird, but anyways, I was totally fine with it and it fit my lifestyle at the time. Well, pleasant surprise, Muffin is now 15 frickin' pounds. And I was living in apartments and condos. And he was trained on pee pads, and so that's where he still goes to the bathroom. Now that we have a fenced-in backyard, I'm trying to let them out as much as possible so that they don't go inside. But anyways, that's just how it is, and when he goes for a poop, me pick it up, and we put it in the toilet and flush it down the toilet, and then we, you know, use pee pads. Super not environmentally friendly, I know this. It's awful and I hate it. But anyways, so then when we got Bubbles 2 years ago, we decided he would use the pee pads as well. And he actually is like 4 or 5 pounds. So why did we get Bubbles? Muffin was a delight. He is the best dog ever, or he was. And he was obsessed with his little white dog toys that we used to get him, which was the character from Life of Pets. The Secret Life of Pets. I don't know if you've seen that movie, but there's a super cute white dog named Gidget. It's a little white Pomeranian. And I found stuffed animal toys of that dog and got them for Muffin. And he was obsessed with it. So when we were thinking of getting a second dog, we were like, oh my God, wouldn't it be so cute if we got a little white Pomeranian? Like, Muffin is gonna love him. Well, cut to us bringing home Bubbles. His name was originally Solomon, but I changed it to Bubbles. And yeah, they fucking hate each other. And at first it was like, oh, they just have to get used to each other, you know, like they're trying to figure out who's the dominant one or the alpha male or whatever it is. But no, like it's been 2 years and they literally, like they have the weirdest relationship. I don't even understand what they feel towards each other. I have no idea. Bubbles doesn't want to be away from Muffin, but I don't know if it's because he likes him or if it's just he gets jealous if Muffin, you know, goes out with my husband somewhere or comes into a room with me and Bubbles isn't there. So like it looks like he wants to be around Muffin, but I think he's just jealous. And Muffin wants nothing to do with Bubbles. Like he could care less if he was here or not. And once we got Bubbles, he had raging separation anxiety. And whereas before, when it was just Muffin, we could leave Muffin anywhere and he would be totally fine. He would just sleep and he never barked like if people came in or if I came in or, you know, never. Like he was just so cool and like calm all the time. Once we got Bubbles, Muffin developed raging anxiety, like so anxious, to the point where if we leave Muffin and Bubbles together, they just bark the entire time. Bubbles will start to bark and then he stops, but Muffin will just keep going. And it's almost like Muffin is like, please don't leave me here with this little psychopath. Like they do not want to be together. And when we first got Bubbles, we were in a condo and we literally, one of the biggest reasons why we moved out of that condo and bought a house in Sudbury was because we could not leave the condo because they would bark nonstop. And when I say we tried everything, I'm not kidding. Like, tried putting them in kennels, tried putting them, like, lavender spray, fucking jackets that you, like, tighten around them to make them feel secure. We had trainers come into the house. Like, insanity. So once we were in the house, they got more used, like over time, they just got used to us leaving them and they would stop barking. So that's good, I guess. But when I was pregnant, Muffin developed diabetes, which is sad. Like I'm upset that he has that and, you know, that it affects him. But it also means that we give him a needle in the morning and in the night. And he also pees a lot more. So overnight now, instead of just going to bed and then waking up in the morning and going pee, he gets up like multiple times throughout the night to drink water and to go pee. Bubbles is fine to sleep with. He just sleeps all night. And even if he does get up, you don't really hear him because he's so small. But yeah, Muffin up multiple times. And I am the type of person that if I'm woken up in the middle of the night, most of the time I cannot fall back asleep. So this became a big issue. Now, what we did, and I've never talked about this before, but I want to talk about this eventually on the podcast, like to do a whole episode on it. What we did, my husband started sleeping with Muffin and I would sleep with Bubbles. Now there's multiple reasons why we ended up doing this. My husband goes to bed a lot later than I do. And you know, if I'm sleeping and he comes in to get into bed, I wake up and then I can't fall back asleep. He also gets up a lot earlier than I do. Well, like not a lot earlier, but like an hour and a half, let's say. So anyways, because we had the space in our house, we started sleeping separately and he would sleep with Muffin and I would sleep with Bubbles. And then finally I was like so sick of it. I was sick of us not having our regular routine of like watching TV together before bed and going to sleep together and then waking up together. And it was frustrating because we knew it wouldn't work with us not sleeping with the dogs because they would just bark all night. And then what would happen with Milo sleeping? So this new house that we're in has a finished basement and like a beautiful laundry room. And I thought, perfect. When we move into this house, I am going to set up the laundry room for the dogs and they can sleep down there. And we won't hear them if they're barking or upset. Like, I know that they're going to have to be upset for a few nights and get used to sleeping on their own. But in my mind, I was like, people sleep train their children. So why can I not do this with dogs? Because I know some of you messaged me when I said that they were going to be sleeping downstairs. And they were like, oh my God, I hope you don't get lots of hate mail, like over putting your dogs downstairs to go to sleep. And in my mind, I was like, really? Like, why? Like, we let children cry all the time to go to sleep or to sleep train. So why can't I sleep train my dogs? Because yeah, it's a whole slew of issues. It was my husband and I not sleeping together, which was so stupid, like over dogs, really. But as dog owners, you feel stuck. Like, I didn't know what to do. In the other house, we couldn't put them anywhere that we wouldn't hear them bark all night. So it just wouldn't work. And what am I going to do? Get rid of them? No, my husband would never allow that. My husband's obsessed with the dogs, by the way. Another thing that drove me insane was having to have the pee pads in the bedroom, because especially for Muffin, he would have to go throughout the night because of his diabetes. That drove me insane. Yes, I really want to smell dog pee all night while I'm trying to sleep.
This episode is brought to you by Little Spoon. I'm just going to be honest here. As a busy parent, it's important to keep your life simple and convenient, especially at mealtimes. Nobody ever told me how stressful mealtimes can be. Little Spoon is one way to help you do just that. Little Spoon delivers fresh, healthy meals and snacks straight to your door that your kiddo will love at every eating stage they are in. Their goal is simple. It's to keep your kid healthy, but also to make it the easiest part of your day so that you can cut through all the drama of mealtime without compromise. Little Spoon's baby blends are fresh, organic baby food from single ingredients to multi-textured purees to take the stress out of starting solids. Their biteables are transition to table early finger food meals that are cut to size to promote easy self-feeding with healthy, balanced foods that are free of artificial junk. Little Spoon's plates are for toddlers and big kids. They taste amazing, and even the pickiest eaters will love them. Think hidden veggie mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, and adventurous eats like pot stickers, gnocchi, and more. Little Spoon also offers smoothies, lunchers, and snacks. Did I mention it gets delivered right to your door? It is so flexible, so easy, and everything stores right in the fridge and freezer. You can check out the menu and change up what you order every single time. The price is right, the quality is unmatched, your kids will love it. It's a huge win-win for your family. So simplify your kiddo's mealtime with 30% off your first order. Go to littlespoon.com/momroom and enter our code MOMROOM at checkout to get 30% off your first Little Spoon order.
Another thing, they're both Pomeranians. They are the furriest fucking dogs ever. And I was sick of having my bed full of dog fur. Like, sick of it. I used to vacuum my bed with our little handheld Dyson every single day. So yes, so many reasons why I want them to sleep on their own. So the first night, they slept in the laundry room. Apparently it was fine. My mom was here and my husband put them down there around 10 p.m. I think. And they didn't bark until, I think, 4 a.m. My mom said that she took her earplugs out and she could hear them. Her bedroom was closer to the stairway. And she doesn't sleep with a sound machine like we all do. So she said she could hear them barking like on and off. And then eventually she got up with them and she said they were totally fine. Like, even though they were barking when she went to go get them, it's not like they were stressed out. They were just like happy to see her and that was it. Second night, they similar kind of situation. But I don't think anybody heard them bark all night. It's so crazy. This was only two nights ago, but I have zero memory. So last night, my mom wasn't here last night, and my husband put them down in the basement. And then when he got up this morning, he said that they were barking. And there was Bubbles likes to chew door frames when he's pissed off. So he had chewed up the laundry room door frame a little bit. And also they chewed up just a little bit, like a cardboard box that was in the laundry room. So now my husband doesn't want to put them in the laundry room because he thinks they're stressed out and that they're anxious all night. So we're going to try and leave them just on the main floor to like sleep on the couch, sleep on the area rug, whatever. So stay tuned on my Instagram to see how that goes, because I think once they realize that they're not coming up to bed with us, they're just going to start barking on the main floor. And then there's going to be a problem because we're going to be able to hear them. So this is super stressful. Like, as if having a toddler and having a baby isn't enough stress when it comes to sleeping at night. But now I have two dogs that are stressing me out. Not to mention that they peed on my goddamn curtains today in the dining room. Like, why? Things change so much when you have a baby when it comes to having pets. At least it did for us, and I think it does for other people as well, because everyone seems to relate to all my dog issues. And this sleeping stuff is just like the tip of the iceberg. There is so much more that is irritating when it comes to having dogs and a baby. Part of it is because my husband is on call a lot. And so when he is going in and out of the house, we have to make sure like I have the dogs, or they're, you know, zipped up in their little travel cases when he's leaving, and also when he comes home. So he has to text me when he's in the driveway. I have to pick up the dogs, try and distract them and, you know, prevent them from going crazy and barking their faces off when my husband walks in the front door. So it's like when my husband gets called in to go to the hospital, I can never just relax or, you know, go to bed early or something, because I have to wait for my husband and I have to wait for him to text me to let me know when he's there so that I can hold the dogs. And it's just like these little things just take over your life and add so much stress. When Milo's sleeping and they start barking at someone outside, or, you know, a car like parking in the neighbor's driveway or something, it's like rage just goes through your body. I have zero tolerance for dog stress. And my husband loves them, so of course he thinks that I'm like an evil dog mom. But I don't know. I got to this point where I was just like, my stress level and my like anxiety and how I feel throughout the day, because all of this stress with them barking and whatnot was times 10 during quarantine, because Milo would be having a tantrum, like, you know, I was trying to get Milo to calm down or see what he wanted, and then the dogs are barking nonstop in my ear, and it like puts your rage level to like from a 5 to a 10 like instantly. What I'm trying to say is that I'm putting myself before the dogs, because I was so anxious and stressed out during quarantine with them at home and with Milo that I was like, this is crazy. Like, why am I letting two dogs like completely ruin my days with my son? So I would start to, you know, for periods of the day, I would put them upstairs in a bedroom, like with water and everything. I'm not a monster. Or I would put them in the mud room with, you know, their houses and their water and pee pads. And it was so much more enjoyable to be with Milo with them not barking and misbehaving and me having to worry about them. And so moving into this new house was the perfect opportunity for me to be like, okay, now they are not sleeping with us anymore, and we're going to go back to how things used to be. But that is proving to be more difficult, or at least I should say my husband thinks it's difficult, because if it were up to me, I would just leave them in the laundry room, and I feel like after a week, they would be fine, and they would just know that that's where they're going to sleep. They have a sound machine down there, they have, you know, a huge furry area rug, their two beds, their houses, a huge blanket, their water, their pee pads, like, they're fine. So yeah, we shall see what we do tonight, and I will keep you guys posted. If you guys have any tips or tricks or advice for us on how to get our dogs sleeping not with us, please let me know. You can DM me on Instagram. I'm actually going to put up, I think, a story about, like, share with me your dog and baby related experiences. I'm so curious if anyone else has had a similar situation to what I just described in this episode. Yeah. So that's it for now. This episode was a little bit rushed. My honey, which is my son, should be home around 5:30. We bought a shepherd's pie that's already made, and I'm going to put that in the oven and pretend like I made it myself. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you haven't already, you can follow me on TikTok and Instagram at the.mom.room. We also now have the Facebook community up and running. It is the Mom Room community. Yeah, if you haven't subscribed to this podcast, please do it wherever you are listening, and also rate and review. It'll take you 2 minutes, but it helps me so much to stay in the top charts of the family and kids category. So thank you guys again, and I hope your children sleep tonight.